This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As mentioned in our last visit, I raised the question of whether Barnabas and Paul were ready to launch out on their second missionary journey. If you read Acts 15:36 through 41, you noted that Paul suggested to Barnabas they should go and visit the churches they had planted to see how they were doing. Barnabas agreed, but wanted to bring along John Mark, his younger cousin. He had deserted the team on the first missionary journey, so Paul was convinced that was not a good idea. They had such a strong disagreement over this that they broke up their team and each went their separate ways. As described in Acts, this was a major blow-up. Barnabas took Mark and went to Cyprus, and Paul enlisted Silas to join his team. Spiritual leaders are not immune to intense disagreement. Had they gone to the church leaders there in Antioch and asked for their input, they might have come to the same conclusion, Barnabas mentoring Mark and Paul taking Silas to follow up on the churches he and Barnabas had planted. But the strong feelings expressed in a heated way, with each going their own way, could have been averted. Had they followed the pattern exemplified in the first church council in Jerusalem, things would have ended more peacefully. It's always good to remember what Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 2:13. Though we at times are unfaithful, God will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Also in 1 Thessalonians 5:24, the one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. God doesn't give up on you because you didn't do things right once. If you'd like to pick up any of the programs that you miss, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.